Welcome back to Head Games. Tomorrow, Ron Jaworski, the passing professor. Marv Levy after big game for Buffalo against the Jets. Mark Schlereth, former Bronco, about the Broncos. But listen, here's LT, as Ron Jaworski would say.
When you saw LaDainian Tomlinson score that 29 touchdown, the entire offensive line lifted him up in the air. All the other running backs, wide receivers, Phillip Rivers were all there. When he got to the sidelines, you saw the welcome he got from his football team.
Let's start with Sam Huff. How do you compel LT? One of the things that seems to happen today is the guy has a couple great games, he's suddenly the greatest of all time. But legitimately, as Marty Schottenheimer said, this is the greatest running back I've ever seen put on a uniform. What do you think, Sam?
Well, he has sunglasses on. Marty Schottenheimer never played against Jim Brown, okay? I think maybe Emmitt Smith, you can compare him to that. Maybe, I don't know, Emmitt's got taken up dancing now, so I don't know. Running backs are running backs. You know, they're just as good as their offensive line, and that's it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, and the way they play defense now, you're not allowed to hit anybody with your helmet, and the offensive line are allowed to grab the defensive line, and the only time they call holding is when they take them down. So this game has changed since Jim Brown played, and I'll tell you what, under today's rules, if you give that ball to Jim Brown in his prime, you wouldn't even mention Tomlinson. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of guys Tomlinson can compare to. You know, there's been a lot of great backs in this game, but Jim Brown stands alone as far as I'm concerned.
Len Dawson, Bob Costas says 5.2 yards a carry, never missed a game, won the rushing title every year but one when he was in the league. There are a lot of contenders, but if you have to select one, you have to pick Jim Brown as the greatest running back in history. Who do you pick?
Well, I played with Jim Brown for 2 years, or I watched him play for 2 years. I watched him, he and Sam Huff, go at it many times, and he was special, and he was a great athlete, not just a football player. He changed the rules in lacrosse. He was a basketball player. You know, he beat Bobby Mitchell in a 40-yard dash at training camp, so he had great speed. So he had it all, and I'm telling you, and he had to carry the ball 30 times a ball game in every game, and he knew it, and I don't know how he did it, but he was never in the training room in the 2 years that I was with the Cleveland Browns.
Listen, I'll tell you what, I'm still going with Jim Brown. You give LT one more year like this, I'll begin to talk about it, but I'm with you guys. Thanks for joining us, my friends. Sam Huff, Len Dawson, you're the best. You're my Hall of Famers.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys. When we come back tomorrow, it'll be Marv Levy and Ron Jaworski. Check out Head Games Radio for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.